Hello.
Hello.
Who is
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Can I speak with Suleika Arna, please?
You're speaking to her, but how long will this take?
Well, it depends, ma'am, but it takes maybe from 8 to 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I try to make it as fast as I can. All right, ma'am, for qualification purpose for the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York,
California,
okay. And what racial or, you know, ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, and what year were you born?
1993.
93?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Probably inflation.
Okay. Okay, inflation. All right. Okay, and now thinking back, you know, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, ma'am, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay. And, some people feel more certain about, you know, who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of, you know, who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, with 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them, okay? The first one would be Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
100, okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and thinking about the elections for November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic candidate.
Okay, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Steve Garvey or Democrat Adam Schiff?
I may go for Democrat Adam Schiff, but I need to see their policies first before I vote.
Okay, but so far, Democratic Adam Schiff, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and who do you trust more when it comes to, you know, to the issues of immigration? Donald Trump, the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Would that be somewhat more or just much more?
Probably somewhat more.
Somewhat more. All right, now please indicate whether you strongly agree, strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements, okay? President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat.
Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And that one was somewhat agree too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
All right, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, tell me whether you disagree or agree with, you know, that the President Biden should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in the, you know, and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who, most of who have lived in, you know, in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot safely return, you know, to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, please tell me whether President Biden, you know, enacting each of following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in 2024 election. The first one said a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him. Or make no difference one way or the other.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return, you know, to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
What's the other one?
That would be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
Much
more likely, okay? All right, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, and a program that keeps families together, I think I went backwards. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for, you know, more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. That would be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely. Or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, makes no difference. Okay, a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay. All right. Okay, and the last one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
Make no difference. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States over a decade. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, you know, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, and Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. All right. All right, ma'am, we almost finished with this survey, okay? I only have a couple of minutes left, and we should be done. I really appreciate your time, okay? Okay, I'm gonna read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like, you know, to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if, you know, neither exactly right. The first one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants. So no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants from who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your view?
Joe Biden.
Would that be somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer? Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, but you know, about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country, with, you know, without papers?
Yes.
Okay, would that be a family member, a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, or maybe prefer not to specify, or no?
Probably prefer not to specify.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like Facebook, Instagram, MSNBC, and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Fox News channel or website, the Spanish language radio programs, Univision or Telemundo, TikTok, OAN, or Newsmax, WhatsApp, YouTube. You can pick multiple choices that you watch or listen.
What if they're not on there? Can I just add my own choices or?
No, because I don't have, well, I have none of the, I can probably put none of the above, but because you don't use none of those, right?
I don't use them consistently, if anything.
Okay, yeah, but anything that you, you know.
No, none of those above.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
I only have one. I know from my mom. From Mexico, you mean?
Yeah, well, whatever country they, you know, they trace their heritage.
Can you know the state of Mexico or just the country?
No, just the country. Mexico.
Oh, yeah, Mexico.
If it's Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. And were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
The mainland.
Okay, United States, right? Okay, and were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Another country.
Okay, and yes, another country. Okay. All right, ma'am, and what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English? Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English?
More English, a little bit of Spanish.
Okay, so be more English than Spanish. Okay. All right, man, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or what?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I guess a strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, man. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Probably moderate.
Moderate. Okay. All right. And what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm currently in school right now. So I guess 2024.
Okay, but did you already high school graduate, vocational or technical school, or some college, but not degree
some
yet?
Some college.
Okay.
I have an associate.
Okay, so you already associate. I have that associate degree. Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is your religion, if any?
Agnostic, I guess. I'm not religious, really.
Okay, agnostic. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Saleka.
Saleka? Okay, ma'am. Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth, an open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study, and that way we can contact you in the future. Would that be yes or no?
Probably not. Sorry.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey, and really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.